So we have on Zayin, Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, by the two dots over here. And it says, Ein Niro'in L'chetzoyin. We call it. That's the quote from the Braisa above, about 12 lines above, or something like that. Okay, so basically, don't come half. So what's Pshat over there? So Sova, Rav Yosef thought to say, Lameima, Man the Islay, Asara Bonim, a person who is blessed with 10 sons. Lo lisku he'idna, he should not lisku is to go up he'idna this time. Chamisha, 5 of his sons. Olamacha, Chamisha, and tomorrow he's going to bring up Chamisha. He's going to make it, you know, bite size. He's going to make it manageable. 5 sons one day, 5 size the other day, 5 sons the other day. Okay, that's what the posuk says. Basically, what the brayer say, don't come half. Right, because Rashi explains it can't be Peshat, you know, if you've got 10 sons, you can't bring just half of them, 5 of them, mean, and not the other 5, because of there, because it says Zechurcha, every male is supposed to go up to the Chag, so obviously it can't mean bring half of them. So what do you mean half? So it must mean means bring them like half now and half later. That's the call. Call, they've all got to come together, you can't bring them half. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to him, Peshita, that's Poshat. Yeah, obviously we don't need a posuk to tell us that, you know, obviously we can't bring them half. Why? Because hai minayu, which from them, mashvis you're going to make, equate, lahu, to them, poishim, the poishim, they'll be here, so in the sense of the lazy ones. So again, people come second, are lazy, right, halachically, right? But hai minayu, which of the 5, yeah, are going to mashvis, you're going to equate, lahu, there's a reason, the sorry, it's one. Oh, thank you, that will, yeah. They're going to say?
Exposition.
Okay, good. It's reason, right. I lacked me. I wasn't well. That was, yeah, I was looking at the thing. Okay, good. Anyway, so that's Abaye's Kasha. Abaye's Kasha. So obviously that's Posha. You don't need the Torah to tell you that, right? So what's Pshat and Posha then? So, right? Okay, what's this Brysa? Yeah, which is basically coming from a Posha. Okay, Kol Zuchurka. So Elos, it says, we know, Elokra, the Pasuk, Lamai Oso, what's it coming for? Look at the Achayim, like the Brayza of Achayim, the Tanya, this is a Chazara for us, the Brayza, Achayim Omrim said the following, Hamikamit, somebody who gathers excrement for the sake of laundering, Vahamitzarev Nechosha, somebody who digs out copper and refines it over there and really stinks. Yeah, the Borsi and somebody who tans leathers, these are all really stinky jobs. A potterim minaria, why shinema kol zchurcha, right? Me shiachol la'alois, somebody who's able to go up him with kol zchurcha with all the other guys. Yeah, yatzareilo she'en yicholim la'alois in kol zchurcha. They're not able because even they want to go with the people, other people don't want to go with them. Like, go over there. So. True. We said that was saying what's this posuk for? So we said this posuk is for the following, and yet over here we're coming the other way around. We said this din in the Braisa, which didn't explain the din. We're saying this din is for this din, right? So one was focused on what's the halacha, and one's coming what's the posuk. Okay. Oh no, because they're coming in groups. They're splitting. They're going. Meaning
these guys aren't coming at all.
No. It means if they would come, yeah. Basically, people would say like, you know, you have your stinky group, and we'll have our group. So that would mean that basically there are two groups. So therefore, seeing as we don't want that to be, it's got to be in the case that everybody could have come. So we just say, you're Potter and you don't come at all. So there's only one body of Jews going.
Well, let me ask a question. Why is it that we're saying that these people that come up tomorrow are the lazy ones and these ones are those for this reason? Logistically, to bring up 11 people who shall lie is very hard. It's not about who's lazy and who's, you know, it's like...
The way I explain it, what important things you make it work out. You can do it. You can do it. I explained it too well. Okay. So if you're onus. So if this is a practical thing, then you work it out. If you can't, you can't. Then you're honest, and you can't. Okay.
Does that mean the man with 10 sons has to go once?
You should, ideally, yes.
Yeah.
What if he does twice the same day? Is that okay?
Ooh, good question. I would run him in the first group later. Okay, Mishnah. Okay, we're going to do a bit of Rashi's with this Mishnah as well.
How do we resolve the machlokes between Rashi and Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? What's the halach? Who would go like?
Ooh. Well, first of all, we've got the Rambam. And the Rambam, I think, maybe allowed. I didn't check it out. Maybe he can bring Korbanos. I'm not sure if he can or not.
It didn't seem to resolve.
No. We define what the machlokes is. We just questioned, is one wrong or not? But we left it as we didn't disprove one or the other. Basically, we said the machlokes is, according to the Tosfos, the machlokes is on the first day of Yom Tov. If you would come another time, are you allowed to bring another korban, or is it also? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is also. According to Rabbi Lakish, it would be permissible.
So that would answer the question. Fine.
Mas Nisi. Oilois. Okay, fine. Now, so we're going to read a little bit of this Mishnah. Oilois. Okay, oilois are korban ri'ya. Oilois, okay. B'moed means kolamoid. Bois, come. Minacholin, come from cholin. Means your own mundane money. V'hashlamin, and the shlamin, yeah, which are shlami simcha, min ha-maisa, come from maisa, which means you can even bring from maisa sheni. Okay, now we're going to read Rashi together, just to get a little bit, this is going to help, that the key to this Mishnah. Okay, the first Rashi, mas nisin. Okay, oilos v'moyed bois min ha-chulin. Okay. Mash mahashta, meaning the current understanding of this Mishnah is Oilus Re'ia. We're talking about Oilus Re'ia, right? The korban that you're supposed to bring on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay. Habois b'cholo shel moed, like I explained, yeah? That's coming on Mitzvah Moed means cholo shel moed, okay? Bois min ha-chulin, they come from chulin. Yeah. V'loi mimois ma'aseh sheni, and you cannot bring them from the money of Maisa Sheni. What is that? That means the person has a farm and he's growing crops on it, and he has to give tribute to Maisa. So on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle is Maisa Sheni, and he's got a lot of produce. So let's say it was year one, so he wants to go up to Yerushalayim on the regular, so he's got all his produce, and it's you're supposed to eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the thing is, he's got you know, tons of tomatoes or whatever, and apple. Well, all these things, he's, you know, it's just too much to schlep. So what you can do, you can point it. You can basically take the Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, you can point it onto a coin, and it goes up with cash. Yeah, and it's cash. You have to buy things in Yerushalayim, okay? And you're also allowed to buy, yeah, you may have to, if you point it. You're supposed to buy things like korbanos with it, whatever, yeah? So over here we're saying this money that you have, you cannot use this money, this holy money, this Ma'aseh Sheni money, for Re'iyah. Okay? That's what it says, yeah? It says, min, what?
On
Chol HaMoed, we're speaking now, right? So, min ha-chulin, v'lo mimos Ma'aseh Sheni. Why? Zakai Malam, we've got a principle over here, yeah? Kol dova shebechoyva. Any dova shebechoyva, that means something you are obligated to do. Einoi ba ela min ha-chulin. It can only come from chulin. Okay? Anything that you're obligated to do, you have to use chulin money. You can't use your Ma'aseh Sheni money. Something that we're probably familiar with on Purim. Yeah, when you give matanos la'avyonim, right? You have to use your own money, and you're not supposed to use Ma'aseh money. A similar thing. If it's a mitzvah and you're obligated to do it, you have to do your own money. So over here, to buy the oilus rear, you have to use your own money. Okay? We learned this in Maseches Menachos. Lukama nami b'gemara tanya misas. We also learn from the word misas. Milameid she'odam meivi choivosoi min ha'chulin. A person brings his choiva, meaning his rear, from a chulin. Now, this is why I'm also this. B'gemara, the gemara is going to ask a kasha. Porich. Yeah, and my nokut cholo shel moyed. Why did the Mishnah mention moyed? Yeah. Well, what about the first day? Ikarego. What about Ikarego? Yeah, ki maisi la b'yom tov nami. Also, when he brings it on Yom Tov nami, min ha-chulin, he would have to bring it from his chulin money. Can't use his maisi sheni money. Yeah, by the suye. Okay, so that's an introduction to the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is a bit shver. We're going to do a chsuri mechsura. So, but we're going to read it as so. We're going back to and the next. I just want to read the next Rashi as well. A shlomim min a maisa Shlomim minimaisa. Now that's a bit problematic. Now, how can you bring your shlomim simcha minimaisa?
What's that? It's also an
obligation. Yeah, because why should also bring chulin, right? How can you use maisa sheni money? So it says the Gemara over here, which we're going to see. Yeah, but Gemara mefaresh. Yeah, shlomi simcha. Yeah, the rabbinu, the Torah at a chiddush. Yeah, kra bechol mili. Basically, the Torah is gezeres apostle. The Torah says over here, this is the exception. You can bring whatever you want. Simcha is like expansive. We don't want to be too whatever particular over here. So that's it. Okay, fine. So let's read the Mishnah again now with this in mind.
The rabbinu means the Torah.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so we're reading the Mishnah again. Oilos, meaning we think now currently it's talking about oilos. Ri'ah, yeah, but moed comes on cholo moed. Voice mina chulin, come from chulin, and meaning not ma'aseh sheni money. However, but hashlomim, and the shlomim, which are shlomi simcha over here, mina ma'aseh come from ma'aseh, which means ma'aseh sheni money. Okay? Now, Yom Tov Rishon, Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Beis Shami Omrim Min Chulin, you bring it from the Chulin, and Beis Hillel Omrim Min Maisa, you bring from the Maisa. Okay, Rashi does not explain this. He says, like, what's going on over here? And he says, the Gemara is going to explain this. So we're going to leave that, because it's a bit complicated at this point. Okay, now, back to Shlomi Simcha now. Okay, Yisrael, Yotzin Yidei, meaning the Simcha, Choyvos on the obligation of Shlomit Simcha, the Nadarim, and Nadarim, basically, he had a baby boy in the middle of the year, and he said, I'm going to bring a Korban, alright, Shlomim, yeah, for Hashem when I go up to the base of Mikdash, and that was for the schus of his son, and he can use that to the Yotzin, that his Shlomit Simcha. Also, Nadarvos, and Nadarvos is just basically, he said, it's the same thing, he said, this animal is going to be for a shlomim, because he's his son, yeah, that would work for Maisa, would work for Shlomi Simcha. And also, Uba Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, he has a cattle, and his tenth animal, which is Maisa Behema, he brings up to Shulayim, and also the Galak we use for Shlomi Simcha. Now, this is a bit of Chiddush, but a Kohanim, and the Kohanim, right, can even use Bechata Ois, even a different kind of korban. It's not a shlomim, a chata. Somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, and the Yisrael, and it gives the coin a chatas to be makariv, and the coin eats it. Yeah, he can be yoked with that meat. Yeah, his shlomi simcha. But Ashamos, somebody was like a nazir, and he was got tummy, walked into a house with a dead person, he's got to bring an asham. Yeah, a bechor, somebody gave the coin a bechor, somebody had a firstborn animal. Yeah, a bechaz of a shoik, or a chaz of a shoik means a part of a korban shlomim of a Yisrael who gave him a chaz b'shoik. All of these things the Kohen can use for shlomi simcha because rabinu krom. Okay, a vial. However, this is not allowed. A vial loy b'oifos, not with birds. Yeah, even though the korbanos were loy b'manachos, and also not with manachos. That would not work because these do not bring simcha or soiva.